Ezekiel 33, verses 1 through 4. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, if I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them, and make him their watchman, and if he sees the sword coming upon the land and blows the trumpet and warns the people, then if anyone who hears the sound of the trumpet does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hurricane Harvey and Irma have brought back a lot of childhood memories for me. Even though the last decade, I've split my time between living in New England and the Midwest. When I grew up, deep down, I'm a mid-Atlantic, East Coast kid. I have hurricane watching in my bones. And while where I lived, not on the coast, but in the Piedmont, hurricanes meant long power outages and fallen trees, the Carolina shore our family spent so many summers at could experience intense devastation. And when the summer months came, our TV would fill up with hurricane tracking charts and hurricane warnings, with landfall announcements and lists of which islands needed to be evacuated. We'd watch with our eyes glued to the TV with nervous worry to see if the hurricane would turn out to the open coast, open ocean, or if it would zero in on the Carolina coast. I had good friends who lived on the coast, and I knew all those towns. I drove through them. I spent time there. And I knew that their lives could change in the blink of an eye with one devastating storm. I had gone on youth group trips to clean out flooded homes, and I'd seen the devastation that flooding can wage on entire communities. And then you would hear the sad stories afterwards of island residents who had ignored warning after warning to evacuate, entire rows of houses washed away into the sea, entire lives turned upside down. And you'd hear them say, I guess I didn't believe it could be this bad. We didn't think it would get us. We didn't want to believe the warnings. Those memories are still with me wherever I go, and they've bubbled up watching the news. But they've also bubbled up watching or reading this passage from Ezekiel. Because as a child, I learned how dangerous it was to neglect a warning. And what we find in the prophets of the Old Testament is a constant message from God of warning. Ezekiel cried out to Israel to repent of their many sins, to throw away their idols, to seek justice in their land, and to follow God not just with their lips, but with their hearts. And Ezekiel warned that God would judge Israel if they continued to stray from him, that the externals of temple worship and membership in the nation of Israel would not save them from the judgment of God. And so today, we, the church, the new Israel, must hear the warning of Ezekiel with open hearts. Do not neglect the warnings of God. Do not neglect the warnings of God, because there will be a last day when God comes to judge humanity of our sins. It will be a day of devastation, the likes of which the world has never seen, and the only safety will be found in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Now, before you nudge your spouse and get ready to make a beeline for the door because maybe this is not your kind of church, please hear me. This is simply what the Scriptures teach us. And in an age where the church is in danger of forgetting the justice and holiness of God, we need to hear these prophetic warnings. We need to be honest that the Scriptures teach that God will judge and punish those who persist in unrepentance and sin. Our age loves to focus on images of God as loving and merciful in a dangerous way that often seeks to deny or ignore the reality of sin and the holiness of God. Yes, of course, God is deeply loving, but his love is manifested in his mercy to sinners who repent of their sin and turn to Him. So, if we begin to forget about the justice and holiness of God, we begin to follow in the dangerous footsteps of Israel. Because Israel's great sin, the primary cause of God's judgment that destroyed their nation and sent them off into exile, was a refusal to hear the warning that the Lord would punish the sins of those who do not repent. In this passage, Ezekiel lays it out really simply with a well-known image of a village watchman. And he's trying to cry out and warn Israel that there is judgment coming for those who persist in their sin and refuse to repent. Ezekiel lays it out incredibly simply. If there's an attack coming on your village and your watchman fails to warn you, the devastation caused by the invading army is his fault. But if the watchman warns you and you don't heed the warning and take shelter, your destruction is your own fault. It's simple logic that would have rung true to any reasonable Israelite. And weeks ago, I had felt like this was what the Lord wanted to say, and so I was stunned to watch on the news the head of FEMA say, "If you don't evacuate now, you are taking your life in your own hands." And it just tied in to the prophet's warning. Yet what the Israelites could accept when it came to village life, they refused to understand when it came to God's relationship with them. For hundreds, literally hundreds of years, they refused to hear the warnings of the prophets. They persecuted them, they killed them, and they turned to the peaceful words of false prophets. They did not want to hear that God would stop blessing them and providing for them if they didn't turn back to Him. Because what they were doing is that they were mocking the very grace of God by polluting the land that He had brought them to with their sin and their wickedness and their arrogance, that God would never depart from us. We're His people. They rejected the words of the prophets that told them, "Repent of your sins, come to the Lord, seek His peace." God is holy. And with Israel, He would not ignore their constant rejection of Him in their idolatrous worship of false gods. He could not ignore that in the words of Isaiah, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And so Ezekiel comes to warn them that the Lord is bringing judgment on the wicked and the unrepentant of Israel. And he says, there is no safety. There's no guaranteed blessing just because you're an Israelite, just because you offer the proper sacrifices. The Lord was sick and tired of witnessing the sins and arrogance of Israel, all the while they were proclaiming, "God loves us, He'll never leave us." And what the prophets say is, if you don't heed this warning to turn back to Him, your destruction was your own responsibility. And so Paul, he sees in Israel warnings for our own life. And so we need to see that the story of Israel stands as a real warning to us, that God demands nothing less than our total repentance and faith in Him. He is not fooled or amused by lip service. He is not impressed by external worship and service that doesn't flow out of a heart committed to Him. So do not neglect the warnings of God, but trust that God truly is merciful. This is not a message of doom and gloom. It's a message of mercy. Because we see in verse 11 of Ezekiel 33, God tells Israel, "As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn back and live." God is merciful. And so he speaks plainly through the prophets to Israel, saying, "I don't want this. I don't want to reject you. I want you to come back to me." God's heart is merciful. God is love. And so he has no desire that his people would perish because of their sins and their rejection of him, but that they would find life in turning back to him in repentance. God truly is merciful, and he welcomes all those who turn to him in repentance. Too often in this age, we feel this tension between the love of God and the justice of God. And so churches fluctuate between thinking of God as a big meanie or a big softy. But look, it's in the very mercy of God that his love and his justice are united. God will not ignore sin because he is a holy God. And this is his creation, and he will not let it turn to evil forever. But in his mercy and his love, he calls people to repent and return to him through Jesus Christ. So it would be wrong to think that the prophets are just a buzzkill, that they're all doom and gloom, that Ezekiel is just a battering ram and a messenger of God's wrath. God didn't send the prophets because he hated Israel. He sent them the prophets because he loved them, and he wanted to warn them to turn back from their ways. He sent them the prophets because he is merciful. He waited hundreds of years for them to return to him. God gave Israel so many chances to turn back, and he waited so long to punish them for the sins that he kept telling them to turn away from. Remember, Israel was not hated by God. Israel was God's chosen and beloved people. He loved them deeply, and he grieved over their rejection of him. But God would not and he could not ignore their sins. He could not ignore that they had turned away from him and that they did not live lives of repentance. They still were doing all the right religious obligations. They kept the temple services going, they were sacrificing, and they were trusting, "The Lord will bless us." But their hearts had turned away from God. On the outside, it all looked good, but inside, they'd grown deaf to his words, and their hearts had become hardened. And so the holy God refused to ignore the sins of Israel. And they were ultimately punished with exile. But not without God first giving them many chances to repent, and not without the prophets also speaking of renewal after exile. And so what you see is Ezekiel telling them through the image of the watchman, plainly and clearly, "I'm blowing the trumpet. I'm warning you. Look what's going to happen. Don't neglect the warning, because if you do, it's your own fault, and you are asking for it. Come back to God." But Israel, in their pride, ignored the warnings, and so they didn't embrace God's mercy, and instead received the punishment that they deserved. Please do not follow in the footsteps of Israel. Do not neglect the warnings of God. Remember that God is not a big meanie, that he truly is loving and merciful, but he is merciful to those who turn to him in repentance. Do not neglect the warnings of God, for they are all around you. We are blessed, like Israel, to worship in a tradition which constantly reminds us that we have to turn to God in faith and repentance to receive his mercy. Every Sunday service, we confess our sins together. And the priest pronounces God's forgiveness. But notice, he says a few words of scripture afterwards, and he introduces it by saying, "Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him." There is no promise of forgiveness if you have not truly turned to him. And so we are reminded in the words of our liturgy of the need for true repentance. We baptize our children as a sign and seal of the blessings of new life that are promised in Jesus Christ. But we make very clear that the assumption of infant baptism is that these children would grow up to take it on themselves and to grow in true faith and repentance. We celebrate communion every Sunday. And in our celebration, we proclaim that Jesus is the only source of forgiveness and salvation, the only way to have peace and life with God. We confess our deep need for the mercy of God as we cry out, "Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy." We hear the scriptures read, which calls us to live lives of faith and obedience in Jesus, to follow God with all our hearts and minds and strength. And we remind ourselves as we confess the creed that one day Jesus will come as king to judge the living and the dead. And so every time we gather together to worship and hear from the Lord, we hear warnings that God is not satisfied with lip service, but that true repentance and faith in Jesus is the condition of our acceptance before God. We hear over and over that we can only receive mercy if we open our hearts and turn to Jesus. And so our liturgy is useful not because it's magic that appeases God, but because it instructs us to turn to God alone for our strength, our salvation, and our life. God is calling us week after week to continually turn to Him, to begin every morning confessing that we are still sinners who need His grace and mercy, and to live every day knowing that in Christ we have received forgiveness and we are God's beloved children. But like Israel, there is no security in merely outward performance. Like Israel, we don't get salvation credit for church attendance, money tithed, or amount of hours volunteered. If we sing, "Lord, have mercy," 1,000 times in our lives, but never truly ask the Lord for mercy in our hearts, unfortunately, we've done nothing more than waste our time and mock God. As we hear the scriptures read, as we listen to the word preached, as we celebrate communion, remember that these are all ways that God calls His people to true faith and repentance. Israel continued with all of the temple services, and yet slowly their hearts turned from Him. So it's a real possibility. It's a real reality for some Christians to increasingly move to the outward and to slowly draw away from God. Do not neglect the warnings of God, for they are all around you. God does not desire the death of sinners. He does not desire for us to be separated from Him and sent into eternal exile. He calls out in so many ways that He loves us deeply, that He sent His Son to die so that we might have life through Him. God is merciful beyond our understanding, and so if we listen, He is continually calling out to His children to return to Him, to open our hearts to His cleansing love, to admit our faults and our need for Him, and be refreshed with His life and peace. So let us hear the warning. Let us not follow in Israel's steps, believing that there is protection in performing our outward worship. Just as Israel refused to truly repent and turn back to God and was punished with exile, there will be a day where the sins of the world are judged, and it will only be those truly cleansed by the blood of Jesus who have heeded God's warnings and turned to Him in true faith and repentance who will escape the punishment of exile. Do not neglect the warnings of God, for they are all around you. Hear the word of the Lord through the prophet Ezekiel. As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O Israel? Amen.